The Packers return to the practice field on Thursday, this time in a joint workout with the Colts in Indianapolis. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Defense had a good day for the Packers yesterday, but tight end Tucker Kraft was disappointed with the offensive output.
The importance is knowing what to do and doing it at a really fast speed at a very consistent level. So our youth showed a little bit some instances with the injuries we have on our depth chart. So we had guys coming up and playing. You know, we're out here full pads expecting big things from some of the guys that were elevating, and just we left some meat on the bone.
Packers quarterback Jordan Love, after dealing with injuries for much of last season, didn't want to go into this year with any nagging ailments. That's why he decided to undergo surgery in his left thumb this week after sustaining the injury during the preseason against the Jets. Love on the plan for his return.
We'll start, you know, kind of integrating back in next week and kind of just playing it by ear, seeing how it feels. And once I get throwing and moving around, things like that, just playing it by ear. But next week we should be starting.
Baseball, the Brewers try to extend their win streak to 13 games tonight when they take on the Cincinnati Reds in Cincinnati. The Brewers start the day 32 games over 500. They have an 8-game lead on the Cubs atop the National League Central after Chicago fell to Toronto 2-1 yesterday. Green Bay Rockers are the North Woods League champions. They beat Duluth 10-8 last night in the championship game in Duluth. In the Midwest League, Wisconsin down Great Lakes 8-6, South Bend over Beloit 6-2, American Association Kansas City down Milwaukee 2-0, Lake Country beat Kane County 6-4. Bucks added veteran guard Amir Coffey to their roster, signing him to a 1-year non-guaranteed deal yesterday. Bucks also released their 25-26 regular season schedule. They'll open up on Wednesday, October 22nd at home against Washington. Robert McIntyre sits atop the leaderboard after the opening round of the BMW Championship. He shot an 8 under 62 and has a 3-shot lead. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.